We're going to do a little meditation now, and I want to just introduce it a little bit. And then at the end of the meditation, you can ask me questions or tell me about the experience. But the thing I wanted to say about it, and I was thinking about this a little earlier today, is that the basic practice here, right, is we're noticing when we're thinking, when we're lost in thought, right? A lot of the times the day, we go through the day and we're thinking about the future and the past. I know I personally spent all day long either alternating between dealing with somebody or like who was right in front of me or like worried about whatever the next thing was that I had to do. Didn't think about the past very much today. I didn't have time, but I was definitely like worried about the future. And so the practice, you know, this is a shamatha vipassana hybrid. And the practice here is to like notice when we're thinking, and when we notice that we're caught up in our thoughts, we label it thinking, we let it go, and we bring our attention back to our breath and back to the present, right? And by present, how do we experience that? We experience that with our senses, really, right? So when we're bringing our attention, when we're letting go of the thoughts, whatever thoughts we're wrapped up in, and we're bringing our attention back to the present, we use the breath to anchor us to the present. We use our sight to anchor us to the present, doing open eye meditation. We use our ears, our sense of feel, taste, touch, whatever it is. Whatever's happening in the present, we experience it through our senses and through our mind to some degree, right? Or entirely through our mind. But the idea is to continually bring your attention back to the present by using the breath and the senses. To me, what I was thinking about earlier is that to me, this process of not worrying about the future and not thinking about the past, right? A lot of times past things are, sometimes they're fun things, a lot of times they're regrets or whatever. But this process is also a way of just getting perspective on things, on life a little bit, right? And to me, it's very similar to when we go to the beach and you have, like, whenever your first day at the beach, you know, in the summer, or first day at the beach in vacation, or first day at the beach in your life, whatever it is, you know, and you go and you sit down and you lie down, you put your towel out and you sit, lie down, and you're still like probably a little speedy, and you're like still thinking about all the stuff, and you're like, what should I do? Is everything in place? And like, you know, and all this stuff. And then eventually, right, you spend a few hours there. At some point, you kind of relax, right? For maybe a minute or two or a few seconds here and there, you kind of stop, you like forget about all the things you were worried about. And maybe you're just lying at the beach, hearing the sound of the waves, feeling the sun on you, the breeze, maybe there's seagulls, you know, whatever that is. You know, I think we've all had that experience of just being for a second, right? Just being in the present. And to me, what we're doing here by practicing meditation is kind of related to that. There's different techniques that we use, right, to become present. But what we're actually kind of doing is we're kind of like getting a little perspective on life. It's like a little mini beach vacation for us. It's like a 15, 20 minute beach vacation where like for 15 or 20 minutes, we're not gonna worry about the future. We're not gonna think about the past. We're just gonna be in whatever space we are in. We're just gonna be who we are and just be without like judging things or worrying about them and all that stuff. And I think you get the same kind of, I know I do, and I think you get the same kind of perspective or glimpses of perspective when you hike a mountain, right? And you go, if you've ever hiked a mountain, you get to the top and you're tired and it's like, and you look out and there's some kind of great view, you know, some kind of expansive view. And for a minute, it's like, maybe all the troubles, all the stresses, all the things that we're worried about don't seem quite so important, because we feel like we have a little perspective on the world, where it's like, wow, the world is a big place. It's a beautiful place. You know, I don't need to be like those those things that I'm worried about, you know, maybe they follow us up the mountain, maybe they follow us to the beach, but maybe but oftentimes, you know, you kind of can get a glimpse of relaxation and a glimpse of what it's like to not be worried about things all the time, not to be constantly spinning your with the wheels in your head, right? And so to me, every time I sit down and meditate, sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder, but there is an aspect of like mini beach vacation for CT for the next 15 minutes, you know? And the amount that I'm able to kind of, you know, appreciate that and experience that mini vacation has a lot to do with how many times I'm able to bring myself back to the present as opposed to getting lost in all that thought, you know? So I just present that to you guys as a way of kind of looking at meditation in general, right? It's a little bit of a practice in perspective, I think. So with that in mind, let's get into our meditation postures, which everybody has already. The important thing here is that we have upright backs and we can sit comfortably for 20-30 minutes. No. Okay, upright posture. Shins on the floor, legs crossed, something like that. If you're sitting in a chair, you can have feet flat on the floor. The idea here is to have a straight back and to be comfortable in that upright posture. So I'm gonna ask everyone to start with their eyes closed. And you're gonna focus your attention at the top of your head, the crown of your head. And what I want you to do is every time you focus your attention on a different part of your body, focus on feeling if there's any tension in that part of your body and seeing if you can let that go a little bit, right? What happens is as we go through our days and we run around and do things and are stressed and work and all this stuff is that we hold tension in different parts of our bodies. So what we're gonna do is we're working our way down from the top of our heads. We're gonna work our way all the way down to our feet. And we're just gonna place our attention gently on the different parts. So from the top of your head, how often do you pay attention to the top of your head? Probably not very often, so just pay a little attention there. See if there's any tension. Move your attention down, maybe to your forehead. And do you feel anything in your forehead? Is there anything you can let go of in your forehead? If so, do it. Maybe bring your attention down into your eyebrows and your eyes. I know I can feel a little bit of the tension that comes, that creates the wrinkles later in life, of a furrowed brow. Maybe you can relax your brow, relax your eyes. Pay a little attention to your eyelids. Can you feel them close together? Are they tight or are they loose? Are they relaxed? Going down slowly back, maybe check in with your ears in the back of your head. Is there any sense of tension around your ears or the back of your head? And if there is, see if you can just let it go. And keep moving down to the back of your neck. See if there's any tension in the back of your neck. If there is, just notice it and let it go. And move your attention around to the front of your neck and into your throat. Maybe we kind of don't forget about the mouth, kind of skip the mouth. What's your tongue doing? Does it cleave to the roof of your mouth? Maybe let it go. Are your teeth clenched? Or are they open? Maybe let those go. And also your lips. They can be open or closed together, it doesn't matter. Make sure they're relaxed. And then work your way down into your throat. See if there's any sense of openness or relaxation that you can find there. And you know, while we're in the throat, notice how your breath feels coming in through your nose and down into your throat. Just pay attention to the feeling of that. For a few breaths. You don't have to alter your breath. Just noticing it and how it feels. Let's keep moving down from the neck and the throat into the shoulders. And this is a good place to notice your posture a little bit. See if you can maybe move your shoulders back just a little bit on your frame and let them drop down. You shouldn't be holding them up. Back and down, relaxed. And as you do that, you may sense an opening in your chest, a little more spaciousness. And keep moving your attention down into your chest. Notice how your chest feels. Maybe you notice the movement of your chest with the breath. Maybe you feel it against your clothing. The rise and fall that accompanies the breath. Try not to change your breath right now. Just notice it. And then keep moving your attention down into your abdomen, your belly. And maybe you notice a little movement there in the breath and how it moves with the diaphragm. Pay a little attention to your sides. Your obliques feel. Before we go any farther, let's take 3 deep breaths in and 3 deep breaths out. We're going to breathe all the way in and then all the way out. Once you have taken your 3 breaths, just allow your breathing to come back to normal. And just be aware of it. You don't have to change it. Now let's keep moving our attention. As we move down, maybe check in with our arms too as they're hanging, resting on our thighs. Check in with your elbows, down into your forearms. Maybe you notice your hands resting on your thighs. Maybe you feel the heat of your hands, the pressure. And then keep moving your attention down into your thighs. and into your guts and your groin. I find that there's maybe right around that place is your hips, and maybe there's a little tension in your hips. Are your hips holding anything? Can you let go with your hips? And work your way down and into your butt and your sits bones. Check in with your lower thighs or the backs of your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your shins, all the way down into your feet, your ankles, the heels, the arches, balls of your feet, all the way into your toes. Maybe give them a little wiggle, say hello, make sure the blood's flowing, and they're with us. And as you're ready, open your eyes gently. And keep your gaze lowered, about 4 to 6 feet on the floor in front of you. And try to just allow what you're seeing to come in. Try to open your vision up. If you want to try something, you can try focusing on a point in front of you for a moment. Pick something to just really concentrate on and look at. You may notice that as you concentrate on it, it's sort of to the exclusion of everything around you. It's almost like your vision becomes more of a tunnel vision as you concentrate. And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to open our awareness. So now try to do the opposite of that. Try and allow yourself to really fully see. And by fully see, I mean allow your peripheral vision, be aware of your peripheral vision. When you find yourself getting distracted or thinking about something, the instruction is very similar to finding tension in our body. We notice that we're thinking, and we just relax it, relax the mind, bring it back to the present, back to the senses. Bring it back to your vision. See how wide a vision you can have right now, how wide a scope. Just practice that for a moment, a few minutes. And you notice yourself getting distracted, bring yourself back to your senses, maybe with a focus on your sight.